Welcome to track 4 of the Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart program. When we experience life events that require disconnecting cords, the fear that they stem from pushes us into a state of feeling small. Even though we've disconnected the cords, our physical body and spiritual beingness must integrate the healing. The angels shared with me a wonderful breathing tool to help expedite this integration. Now that the cords have been disconnected from your body and the wounds have been filled with healing love, your angels sit down in a circle around you. Sit quietly and take a deep breath in. Each angel leans over and touches you ever so gently. Collectively, they all send love to you. The painful events of fear that you've disconnected from remain suspended before you. Take another deep breath in and embrace the love light of the angels. Take another deep breath in and feel yourself growing larger. As you grow larger with this deep breath and you grow stronger in your power, the events that you've disconnected from begin to reduce in size until they disappear. With each deep breath in, your confidence grows and grows, and you feel that infinite power of your spiritual beingness fill every cell of your body. You claim your power as the limitless spiritual being that you are. Embrace your power. Now we will return fully to the physical world and bring the love of your angels and the strength and confidence of your power with you. Thank your angels for helping you to fully disconnect and heal from deep within. Walk over to your mighty oak tree and once again step into her open heart. Feel your feet merge with her roots and sink into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light within her. Pull the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart, where it stops. Step out of your mighty oak tree. You are fully grounded and returned to the physical world. Know that as humans experiencing a profound time of ascension and healing from the very essence of who we are, there will be more life situations, events, and relationships to heal. Now you have tools to help you every step of the way, and it will be easier because now you know what to do. If something presents itself and you feel like you've already dealt with this and wonder why it's coming forward again, know that we can only release to the level of understanding and vibration that we're currently in. If something seems to come back again in 6 months or a year, and you feel that you fully disconnected from it earlier, then you've ascended into a much, much higher vibration, and experiencing more to disconnect from and heal is a very good thing. More will be revealed to you to disconnect and heal. Remember to fully ground yourself before and after doing so much energy work. This is a very powerful method of disconnection, and grounding yourself completely will help your body and spirit to integrate the changes easier. Even though you're a spiritual being, you still live in a physical body, and the grounding helps your spirit and physical body to coexist more peacefully in balance. Our planet is receiving massive energy fluctuations that are affecting us all. If you feel scattered, a little chaotic or spacey, use your grounding exercise right away, and you're going to feel much better. When inharmonious life situations, events, or relationships present themselves to you, please take the time to use your tools to face it, disconnect from it, and heal it as soon as you possibly can. Thank you for joining me to disconnect the cords to heal the wounds of your heart. If your angels show you or guide you to incorporate other things into your cord disconnection, embrace their changes. This is the method that my angels gave to me, and though I know this method will work for everyone, your angels may show you something that works better or easier for you. Accept it and add it to your toolbox. The sands of time aren't running out. They're simply moving to another place, and it's a place where there is no fear. Life without fear brings our heaven to earth, where life is filled with joy, love, and light. May your heart open easily to the guidance of the voice of God within you.